The Abbey Babes' conduct was exemplary. Not one objection was heard at bath time. They even stood uncomplaining whilst getting dried and dressed. The hairmaid kept praising them as she combed and brushed each one.
Oh, I say, JGD, you chaps. A and B, the C of D, what?
Sister Vernal gave Mem an odd glance.
What are all those letters you're spouting, Mom?
The hair nurse explained.
JGD means jolly good dibbins, and A and B, the C of D? Thought you'd know that, and Vernal. It means above and beyond the call of duty. How good, eh?
Lining the dibbins up and inspecting them, Sister Vernal nodded approvingly before dismissing the little creatures.
Very good. Right. G and P and T T S C. O E.
Bickle sniffed and wrinkled her nose at the sister.
What that all mean, sister?
Vernal waved a cautionary paw under Bickle's nose.
It means go and play and try to stay clean. Or else.
Criculus and Malbon sat down on the wall stairs during a lull in their duties. Malbon murmured to her friend in low, frustrated tones.
Did you hear that? Every beast saying that you and I are going to do our dress-up monologue at the feast. Huh, that's the last thing we'll want to be doing this evening.
The ancient gatekeeper shrugged.
Nothing for it. We'll just have to do it, I suppose.
Malbon's eyes lit up as an idea occurred to her.
Right. After the feasting is done, we'll volunteer to go first with our performance. When we've finished, we'll pretend that we feel tired and excuse ourselves. No beast will suspect us of leaving the abbey then, eh?
Criculus still felt slightly unhappy about the venture.
I suppose you're right.
From its commencement at early twilight, the feast was a complete success. Brilliantly decorated and lantern-lit tables groaned under the weight of superb food. Still warm from the ovens, fresh baked breads with crusts ranging from gold to deep brown, vied with vegetable salads, fruit junkets, cheeses, pasties, tarts, cakes and turnovers, plus a huge cauldron of the mole's favourite deeper-never turnip and tater and beetroot pie. There were hot herbal teas, cordials of all types, and a barrel of special October ale on tap for the elders. Back and forth, the delicious fare went from paw to paw, amid banter, laughter, and animated conversation. Extra lamps and lanterns were lit as darkness fell, and the entertainment commenced. Malbon and Criculus performed the monologue, which was actually a duologue. It was a great favourite with all Redwallers, especially the Dibbons, who had armed themselves with slapsticks for the finale. Malbon was dressed as a sea rat, with padded stomach and bottom, large floppy hat, brass earrings, and a patch on one eye, and a wobbly sword made from soft tree bark. Old Criculus had garbed himself as a grandmother mouse.